Not everyone in Belgrade is interested to see the world's most wanted war crimes suspect appear on television at the United Nations War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague, in a pub near the detention center from where ex-Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic was extradited Wednesday. Serbs were watching a football match instead. Belgrade resident Rajko Mitrić understands their reluctance to see the man who is on trial on charges that include genocide related to the killing of up to 8,000 Muslim men and boys in the Bosnian town of Srebrenica.
Dakle, vidjeli smo već kako je to izgledalo suđenje Miloševiću, vidjeli smo suđenje Šešelju, ne mislim da će išta novo biti sa Karadžićem.
He says he is not going to watch the trial on television, because in his words there is nothing new to be seen. He adds, I have seen the trial of leaders such as former Serbian president Slobodan Milosevic, and I have noticed that a trial at a tribunal was not fair. It is a political trial. Karadzic appeared for the first time Thursday at the UN tribunal in The Hague. During the appearance, he waived his right to an attorney in the courtroom. Some are pleased with the television coverage, for business reasons. A Belgrade tourism agency is hoping to cash in on the Karadzic notoriety by launching a sightseeing tour to the apartment where Karadzic lived while practicing alternative medicine, as well as to the nearby cafe and grocery store he visited. Dragana Tubic is the manager of the tour.
The tourists, they say, they want to visit the building, the cafe, to see where he spent his time, and that is why we organize this. Nothing but political purpose, because if the story goes and if you send the guy, it will be political and we don't want that.
Officials say the negotiations center around whether to open the apartment to the public for a fee and perhaps even allow people to sleep there. They hope news about the UN tribunal and Karadzic will help spark interest in other things Serbian, including the country's cultural heritage. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Belgrade.